KDW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It is 8 a.m. Good morning. I am Luke Mathers, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A new report out of the Wisconsin Policy Forum this morning shows that turnover and vacancy rates among state employees were close to the highest the state has ever seen last fiscal year. The report points to record low unemployment and an aging workforce in Wisconsin for indicators of the near-record turnover and vacancy rates. Wisconsin reported an unemployment rate of 2.4% during the month of April 2023. A Madison judge is telling Michael Gableman not to delete records from his review of former President Donald Trump's loss in 2020 in Wisconsin. Civic Media's Terry Bell reports.
Judge Jacob Frost's Monday ruling affirms Gableman's former special counsel office and anyone's like it in the future are subject to Wisconsin's open records law. Gableman was fired after turning up no credible evidence that voter fraud tipped Wisconsin's electoral votes to President Biden, who beat Trump in 2020. The outcome has withstood recounts, several lawsuits, and a state audit. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The lawsuit challenging a provision of a law that was passed after the election of current Attorney General Josh Call in November of 2018 held oral arguments in Wisconsin's 2nd District Court of Appeals yesterday. The lawsuit requires the Attorney General's office to now receive legislative approval of all lawsuit settlements Wisconsin is a part of. The legal team for the Office of the Attorney General called the legislation, quote, not only unprecedented in Wisconsin history, it is unparalleled nationally. There's a new pitch for keeping up American Family Field and keeping the Brewers in Milwaukee. Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemieux tells WISN-TV's Upfront that a bipartisan group of legislative leaders would have the state provide the stadium district with annual payments for the next 27 years instead of one lump sum all this year.
We're working on getting a draft ready that hopefully we can get bipartisan support for. We're probably going to need bipartisan support. It'd be hard to pass it with just Republican votes.
One idea is to fund the payments in part through income tax revenue from baseball players instead of from the state's $7 billion surplus, like Governor Tony Evers has proposed. Finally, Ataru Nagano and Andrew Kroger, co-owners and chefs of the three-year-old restaurant Fairchild, located in Madison, Wisconsin, were awarded the James Beard Award for Best Chef Midwest last night. And that is what you need to know. I'm Luke Mathers, Civic Media News. Time is 8:03.
For Civic Media News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know in Northeast Wisconsin. The Green Bay Area Public Schools passed resolutions during a packed school board meeting. Last night, four resolutions were proposed, three passed unanimously after an almost four-hour meeting. Resolutions that passed include one for a capital referendum to build a new elementary school. The second involves setting up an outside study to adjust school boundaries. The third resolution would put into motion the closing of Weequeyoc Elementary School. Students from Weequeyoc would be relocated to Red Smith Community School. It's good news for the new zoo in Suamico. A recent report by Time Out magazine ranks the local zoo 25th overall in the United States. It was given high marks for visitor interactivity with the animals. It deserves a mention also that all the other zoos on the list were from much larger cities. Ichwaba, Civic Media News.
A new chapter for the Milwaukee Bucks begins today. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks will officially announce Adrian Griffin as the team's new head coach. Griffin signing a multi-year deal worth around $4 million per year. He's been an assistant coach in Oklahoma City, Orlando, and Chicago. And he actually started his coaching career on the staff in Milwaukee when Scott Stiles was the Bucks head coach in 2008. Before that, Griffin had a 9-year career as a player in the NBA. He's being formally introduced today at a press conference in the Deer District. Baseball. The Brewers were going for the sweep last night in Cincinnati, but pitcher Andrew Abbott held the crew to just one run in six innings, striking out six batters as the Reds beat the Brewers 2-0. At Great American Ballpark, Brewers manager Craig Counsell.
We did a nice job in the first inning making them work. We did a nice job in the second inning. Obviously, the two strikeouts down that inning were big, and then he was efficient after that, and you know we didn't get any hits.
So the Brewers open a three-game home series tonight against the Baltimore Orioles. Game time 6:40 at American Family Field. Hockey, the Milwaukee Admirals season ended last night with a 4-3 loss on the road to Coachella Valley. The Firebirds won the series 4-2. They now advance to the Calder Cup Series. NCAA former Badgers running back Monty Ball is a candidate for the College Football Hall of Fame. Ball rushed for over 5,000 yards in his 4 years for Wisconsin and set a school record of 77 career touchdowns. NFL OTAs resume in Green Bay, where they'll be working on special teams. Coordinator and now assistant head coach Rich Bisaccia on what he sees in rookie place kicker Anders Carlson, drafted in the 6th round this spring.
I think he's a strong mental makeup person. I think he's been his best regardless of the circumstance. He's been in a lot of big games. He's kicked in a lot of different situations in the SEC. He's kicked in many bowl games. So we're excited about where he's going to go forward.
Last week, we told you that Mason Crosby has sold his home in Green Bay for $1.2 million. That's sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call.
On WGBW.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up? This is
a big
party, man.
Yeah,
I brother, dig it.
Solid.
Right on.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning, Jay Calvin. How you doing, man?
No, I'm doing pretty well, Earl. How are you?
All right. It's beautiful weather, man. Really just, you know, ideal weather. 70s, you know. Not a whole lot of sun beating down on you, very little humidity, and no rain.
There's always a bright side to the clouds.
But I will tell you this. If I've said it once, I've said it 1,000 times. Mother Nature never makes a mistake. She doesn't forget. And the unfortunate aspect of us not having any rain right now, she's going to make up for it. And all the rain we've missed early on, my suspicion is we'll get it later on in the summer. All those days that we've got, people who get ready to go to concerts and all of these other things and special days, we're going to get the rain. So, you know, Mother Nature doesn't make any mistakes. And we didn't get it now, but we'll certainly get it later. With that having been said, let me ask you something, Calvin. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You ever been a fashionable guy?
No, not really.
You've never been a fashionable guy. I have, and I as a young guy, I follow fashion. I still a little bit follow it a little bit now, always thought fashion had its place, done this again for quite some time. But I've got to ask this question of the ladies in the audience. And men, you're not eliminated from this. But I want to ask the question of you ladies. Some of the things I get, I understand. But can somebody please explain to me the whole aura of 8-inch nails, 8 to 10-inch nails. Calvin, have you ever seen women walking around with nails 8 to 10 inches long?
I actually don't know if I've seen them in person, but I've seen the pictures. I don't know how it's practical.
So What sense? What sense? I don't know. How can you function? I get it. It's fashion. But how can you function with 8 to 10 inch, and I don't even want to call them nails because they're not nails. You know, whatever they are, they really, I mean, you know, they're not exactly fashionable from, you know, from what I see. But what is, I mean, what is the purpose, man? You know, why are women wearing these things? And I'm sure, you know, it's, you know, younger. People could probably ask the questions why I was wearing bell bottoms when I was a young guy. Or why I was wearing, you know, shoes that had 8-inch heels on them. You know, 10-inch heels. Calvin, can you see me? I used to walk around and they used to call them platforms. And sometimes I had 8, 10-inch heels on as I was moving around. That was the style. But, man, 8 to 10-inch nails. I mean, what is the purpose of that, man? Well, it's the style. I get it. But how can you function? And then I've seen women try to write. Have you ever seen them try to write with an 8-inch nail, man?
Yeah, I've seen pictures and videos of that.
Yeah, you've seen pictures of it. And they have to kind of cradle the pen in their, not in their fingertips, because you can't do it with that, but in the bend of the thumb and the pointing finger, and try to write in that manner. It is pretty amazing to me as we watch what is taking place with these changes. You know, again, I've said it once, I've said it 1,000 times. Fashion has its place. But man, that's a fashion that probably should not hang around very long. You know, I don't know how you can put on your shoes. How do you put on your shoes, man?
I guess flexible fingers.
Yeah, man, let's say you have high heels, right? And you've got these 8 to 10-inch nails. Let's say you need to take a shower, man. Gotta take a shower at some point in time, man. You know, you have to brush your teeth. You have to, do you wash the dishes? Can you cook? Can you perform your services at work? Or is it that you only wear those things when it's time for you to leave, when it's time for you to go out and those kinds of things? I don't get it, man. I don't understand, you know, how people can do it. Unless they take them off and they only wear them on the weekend. You know, I can't see you being a student. How can you even, can't say you can't do it, but if you have to use the computer, man, right, in your job, and you got these 8 to 10-inch nails, hey, man, I don't get it. Well, you can ask me, why are you talking about that? Well, I'm talking about it because I was watching something the other day, and a woman was taking credit for having come up with this idea. And I had to say, it's one of the craziest ideas I've ever seen. But they're making money on it because people are buying them. And somebody is gluing those things onto people's nails. And then they're painting them in all sorts of colors. And I don't know, man. That's got to cost a lot of money to put these things on. I guess you can glue them on yourself, but they glue them on. And once you glue them on, they you know, it's got to be a pretty adhesive glue. Hey, man, and if you've got to take them off from time to time, you know. Hey, Calvin, can you look up quickly how much it costs for those nails, man? I'm curious because I know when you go into the salons, not salons or whatever they're called. Maybe they are still called salons. I know a salon is when they do hair. But when they go in to get these long nails put on their hands, and they got to be very careful. Can you imagine? You know, you bump into somebody, and the nail rips. Is there any information on any of that, man?
It looks like it typically costs between $30 and $50.
Oh, I assumed it can't be much because that's got to be acrylic, right?
Yes.
I mean, yeah, it's got to be.
That's what it looks like online. Yeah,
yeah it's got to be acrylic. But, man, you just, well, you never know what I'm going to be talking about. Well, that's for sure. But I clearly, man, and it looks, certainly doesn't look nice. Right? I mean, I've seen, I think nails, you know, enhance, you know, a woman with nice nails, but not that, right? Come on, man. You like the way that looks, man?
I mean, I don't. Maybe it's for self-defense.
Maybe it's for self-defense. Yeah, but man. You know, we'll come to a point, I guess, where that too shall pass. And you got something else to say? Oh.
No.
Okay, so we've got, you know, this too shall pass, and it'll be harmless, I guess. But, man, if somebody can come up with that and sell it and get rich, maybe I need to stop wasting my time doing radio and think about something far-fetched and crazy as these 8 to 10-inch nails and become rich. Because somebody came up with that, and they're rich. And here I am, plugging away, getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning, 5 days a week, trying to figure something out. Man, I think I better reevaluate all of this, Calvin. You know, I can use my mind in a different manner and secure a future for all of us. I think that's what I'll do. Let me see. Maybe, Calvin, maybe if they've got 8-inch fingernails, how about 8-inch toenails?
That sounds nasty.
Hey, man. Hey, you think the 8-inch fingernails, you know, well, I guess you can color those up. But I guess when the person came up with that idea, somebody said, man, you're nuts. You're crazy. Hey, nobody's going to do that. So, Calvin, it may sound nasty, but you know, maybe it's the starting point. Maybe it's the jumping off point for me. I'll begin with something like that. But anyway, well, maybe a ring in the nose. Oh, they already do that, right? Maybe a ring in the lips. Oh, they already do that. Maybe a ring in the eye lids. Oh, they already do that. Maybe a ring in the belly. Oh, they already do that. Oh, I got to figure something out, man. Because I'm sure when people came up with those ideas, people, you know, maybe some false hair, maybe some false eyelashes, maybe some false bosoms. Okay, all right. Gotta go to a break. 844-967-2789. You're tuning into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Brandy Old Fashioned is Wisconsin's official cocktail. How do you go about making yours a little official-er? Mix in Wisconsin's own Drink Wisconsin Blee Brandy. It's smooth, it's delicious, and it's bottled right here in Wisconsin, giving your Brandy Old Fashioned even more local flavor. And what about those times you're out and about and don't want to bring along a muddler in a glass? Drink Wisconsin Blee's got you covered then, too, with their Brandy Old Fashioned in a can. Enjoy Wisconsin's quintessential cocktail anywhere. Ask for Drink Wisconsin Blee beverages where brandy is served or sold. Remember to think responsibly when you drink Wisconsin Blee. Drink Wisconsin Blee Beverage Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps. Truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Here's your updated forecast. High temperatures reach up to 70 today under mainly cloudy skies. Winds out of the northeast, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows level off around 51. Tonight, mainly clear skies and quiet. Lots of sunshine outside tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 71. Lots of sunshine outside Thursday, with daytime highs approaching 74. 79, chance for scattered rain showers Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 60.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 AM, the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. On WGBW.
Us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, Calvin, the insanity just never ends in this country, and it gets worse all of the time. And at some point in time, you know, you think that people will come to their senses, and whether you support this thing or not, maybe what we should be talking about is supporting right and wrong, and not all the rest of the peripheral things. Right is right, wrong is wrong, and this is a prime example of that. A neighbor who fatally shot a Florida mom, can't yet be arrested under state's Stand Your Ground law. So last Friday, I mean, this stuff all sounds so familiar, man. It's the same stupidity and insanity that keeps being supported by stupidity and by laws that just make no sense whatsoever to the uplift of humanity. And so this mother, a mother was fatally shot outside her neighbor's home. And over an ongoing dispute over children playing. So, you know, children were playing in a driveway next door to a neighbor's house. These people are neighbors. And the one neighbor heard the children playing. Man, what the hell is wrong? And children play, man. That's what children do. And the neighbor took out a skate, threw it at the children, striking one of the children, man. Children are playing. That's what they do. If you are so deranged that you live right next door to somebody and you can't be neighborly and you don't want... Listen, I live next door to people. If their children are playing on my driveway or in my driveway, I'm not going to be so callous that I'm going to do something to chase the children. They're children, for heaven's sakes. And she took a skate. She threw the skate, man. She hit the neighbor's child. So the neighbor whose child got hit with the skate went over to the neighbor's house that threw the skate and started banging on the door, to tell this woman about what she did, and I'm sure she was using select words, Calvin. You know what I mean? As you or I would. The woman pulled out the gun and shot and killed the mother of the children. And because in Florida they have a law called Stand Your Ground laws, the woman has not been arrested. Because based on the Stand Your Ground laws, if people feel threatened, then law enforcement can't arrest the person until they can prove that this person who pulled the gun and shot the woman through the door was not fearful for her life. How does that make any sense, man? That doesn't make any sense at all. Calvin, you wanted to say something.
Well, no, it doesn't make any sense. And we saw how this was, what, 10, 15 years ago? Maybe not that long ago. But the Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman in Florida. It didn't... He was acquitted, like, and he, like, I don't know. The evidence pointed to me that he murdered that boy.
So this is a Florida mother was fatally shot outside a neighbor's home over an ongoing dispute over children playing, but the shooter can't be arrested until potential self-defense claims are ruled out under the state Stand Your Ground law. Marion County Sheriff Billy Wood said at the news conference Monday that deputies responding to an Ocala home Friday night on a report of a trespassing found a Yaki Owen suffering from gunshot wounds. The 35-year-old mother of four was taken to an area hospital where she died. Owens and the woman who fatally shot her were involved in an ongoing feud since January 2021. Wood said, noting that deputies have responded at least a half dozen times to the address in connection with the dispute. Now, when you have that backdrop and that background that they've had this ongoing feud, and one woman shoots and kills another woman through a door, how is that not taken into consideration that these women have been feuding when you talk about this murder? Actually, assassination. I wish our shooter would have called us, and this is the sheriff. I wish our shooter would have called us instead of taking action into her own hands, Wood said. I wish Mrs. Owens would have called us in hopes we could have never gotten to the point at which we are here today. 844-967-2789. These laws, Stand Your Ground. You know, we've got it. I think we have it. Here in Wisconsin, can you check and see? I know we have, what is the law where if somebody's in your garage and you're trying to, and you catch them in your garage, and it may be Stand Your Ground. Yeah, I think we have that law in this state. It's just absolutely unnecessary. It's ridiculous. And yet this is where we've been headed, and we haven't been able to get off of this slippery slope ever since these kind of laws came into existence. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct on WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Lindsay Watts. A major dam hit in Ukraine. The Ukrainians say the Russians are responsible. The Russians blame the Ukrainians. Water gushing from the breached facility, and hundreds of thousands of people have been evacuated. More Republicans jumping into the presidential race this week, including a former governor today. Here's ABC's Rachel Scott.
In 2016, there were 17 Republican candidates in the race. Many say that such a crowded field helped Trump emerge back then. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is expected to launch his bid for the White House right here in New Hampshire. By the end of the week, the total number of Republicans in the race will be 12.
Former Vice President Mike Pence has also officially entered the race. California now investigating whether Ron DeSantis was behind a flight that picked up asylum seekers on the Texas border and flew them to California's capital of Sacramento with the promise of housing and jobs. In Normandy, France, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin among those marking 79 years since the D-Day invasion. This is ABC News.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
For Civic Media News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know in Northeast Wisconsin.
Traffic lights are back up and running at the intersection of Calumet Street and Eisenhower Drive in Appleton. They were disabled temporarily after an early morning crash. A huge fire was put out this morning in Sheboygan Falls, taking crews from 13 different agencies to get it under control. According to the Sheboygan County Sheriff's Office, the fire started shortly after 2 a.m. on Metal Arc Road. Firefighters say no one was seriously injured. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. You might not have a favorite police officer in Kaukauna, but several local animals do. His name is Officer Charlie Vosters. According to the Kaukauna Police Department's Facebook page, the officer rescued a family of ducklings and a fawn from a storm drain over the weekend. All of the animals and Vosters were uninjured.
Pete Schwabe, Civic Media News.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you...
And you could be me?
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way...
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You can text us at that same number. Before we went to break, I was talking about another tragic situation, where a 33-year-old mother of four was assassinated by her neighbor because her child, her children were playing in the driveway. The woman who assassinated this mother saw the kids playing in the driveway, did not like the kids playing in the driveway. She threw a skate out, struck the woman who was assassinated's child. She went over to her neighbor's house, knocked on the door to let her know how she felt about it. And that neighbor then pulled a gun and shot through the door and assassinated this poor woman. And so based on this stand your ground law, the police can't arrest her. The AP reports that Wood said detectives are working with the state attorney's office and they must investigate possible self-defense claims before they can move forward with any possible criminal charges. How is it possible that you can claim self-defense when you have a gun, you're locked in your home, and you shoot and kill a person outside of it who doesn't have a weapon? How is that even possible? How can there even be a conversation about self-defense? But this is how we've devolved in this gun rights stupidity. And the fact that the people with guns are winning. They're winning. Because there's no way this should even be a question. So they're investigating possible self-defense claims before they can move forward with any possible criminal charges. The sheriff pointed out that because of Florida Stand Your Ground law, he can't legally make any arrests unless he can prove. He has to prove that the shooter did not act in self-defense. Now, let me go to this because this is the reason why. Where is it at? Why this is taking place in Colorado? I just explained to you the insanity that's going on in Florida. And so here in Colorado, on yesterday, a bunch of women gathered, thousands gathered outside Colorado Capitol, calling on the governor to ban all guns. So in Colorado, they now are asking for the government, the governor, to ban guns. They're not foolish. They're not stupid. These are women who have organized, thousands of them, and are going to organize all over this nation because of these heinous gun laws that have come into existence. Let's go to Ken from Sturgeon Bay. Good morning, Ken. You say what? Good morning.
Do you realize the lady that was pounding on her door trying to get in had a gun and she was threatened to shoot her?
I don't, that's nowhere. That doesn't say it anywhere in what I'm reading.
You won't hear that on CNN Safe News.
What are you talking? Listen, man. I'm not talking about CNN. I'm talking about what I'm reading. Okay? And number one, how does she know if the woman did have a gun outside? How does she know that?
What kind of mother comes to the door of another house with her kids threaten to shoot a lady inside? That's the truth.
Listen, man. It would be nice if you would ever do some research before you call into a show. The question again is, man, you know, the stand your ground laws and all of these laws that have been created over the last 20 years to support guns and people killing other people with guns is the issue. And so because of people who think that owning these guns gives them some super rights to kill other people, It's what's at stake, and it is why all of these women are in Colorado on yesterday organizing and asking for their state to do something, because these stand your ground laws and these gun rights laws have really endangered the lives of many innocent people.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, how come out during deer hunting season there's over 350,000 hunters in the woods and not one hunter is shot? Not one.
Well, and listen, man.
It's always the gun's
number
fault.
Number one.
It's always the gun's fault, Earl.
Number one, 350,000 people don't gather in the woods and not one person is shot. That's a lie. Every gun season, somebody's shot. Okay? So you just throw out anything, man. You know, you just throw out anything. And that's why you're so gullible to whatever it is you hear from right-wing foolishness.
Wake up and realize the gun doesn't go off by itself. Somebody pulls the trigger. As soon as you wake up on the left side and realize that, problems will be solved.
Taking
the guns away.
Did you hear me say that the woman in Texas that shot this woman through the door, that the gun shot itself? Did you hear me say that? I said the woman inside of that house shot and killed the other woman. You're not giving us any information we don't know. We understand people who have guns kill people.
Do you know the whole story?
Tell me the whole story, man.
Yeah, she came, threatened her with a gun, pounding on her door. She called the authorities, didn't get there in time. And she was threatening to shoot her.
So let me tell you what this says, okay? So, you know, I don't know where you... Where's the article? It basically says the police said in the end they wish she had called them. He said he wishes that woman would have called him instead of taking matters into her own hands. The problem is people want to take matters into their own hands because they have a gun. Okay, listen, man, I don't own any guns. So all of you who run around with your chest poked out because you own a gun, and you have a right to own a gun, but I don't own any. So and will never own one as I leave this life. So let's stop running around and talking like we're somebody powerful and special because we own a gun.
Who the hell says that?
I can tell, man. I'm listening to you and many others.
Who runs around saying, I own a gun? I don't know.
Plenty of people.
That's your prerogative. That's your prerogative if you don't want a gun, Earl. Don't push your motives on everybody else.
Calvin, I think there's something you wanted to say, Calvin.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to say, first of all, I don't know where he got his story of the incident because it's not remotely close to anything I found. I just want to get to his deer hunting point about how no one died. Like, that's just blatantly not true. I found an article from November that over Wisconsin's opening weekend, 6 people were shot and an 11-year-old was killed. Like, that pretty much disputes the fact that no one dies deer hunting.
Ken?
Oh, my God. You guys are just something special. Intentionally shot. Nobody's intentionally shot.
You didn't say intentional, man.
Oh, good.
Man,
good Lord.
You didn't say intentional, man. Did you say?
You sound really emotional.
You didn't say intentional, man. You said nobody was shot.
Intentionally.
Then what now you say intentionally, man? You know, you're changing the story.
Murders. Yeah.
All right, man. Thank you very much for the call. Hey, Tom, what's going on, man?
Good morning, Earl. First off, we the people, ultimately, all of us, including some other people that maybe I don't agree with, are the government. Second, Ken, what is the fetish with the gun? You guys must like sleep with your gun, make love to your gun. You guys must, I mean, and you must have really, really small. Because you guys.
How can you even argue?
Because they use this thing like it's a phallic symbol. They walk around like they're the ones that are in charge because they're carrying a gun. Damn the rights of all the rest of us who don't even believe in having guns. But you know what? It's gun safety. It's gun safety. We don't want weapons of war on the street, but it's gun safety. And gun safety means that you put the safety on, you use it, you know, for hunting season or whatever it is. But don't, Ken, get on here and say that people do not die during the hunting season. Are you crazy? Even if it's intentional or non-intentional? I don't know. I think Dick Cheney was probably intentional when he shot that guy in the face. So let's just stop all this nonsense. Either we take away the ammunition, or, you know, we put gun safety laws on the books.
Well, you know, Tom, this poor woman, you know, some lunatic with a gun throws a skate out and hits somebody's child. This woman comes to the door, and certainly she's pounding on the door. If you hit my child with something like that because my child is playing, I'm pounding on your door. Okay, 100%. and then you pull out a gun and kill me, and somehow you're saying you were afraid for your life. Come on, man.
Yeah, it's Tim. Seriously, you got to take a check and just step back from the, you know, 100,000 feet.
Tom, my point is,
I mean, are you guys hoping that there's guns? Are you guys hoping there's guns in heaven?
It was Tom. My issue is this insanity is winning because they've got these kind of laws in place, right? I mean, the fact that you can kill somebody like that and not be taken to jail. And not be arrested and not be charged because they have to figure out whether or not you were afraid for your life or not. And you're inside of your home. And you shoot somebody through the door. How does that make any sense, Tom?
I know. What, is the government going to put little monitors on us so we can see our fear level? Are you kidding me?
Yes.
I mean, this is ridiculous.
And then
they'll be upset. Then they'll be upset when the government puts little monitors on them. How scared they are.
Well, and so this is why these women in Colorado have organized, and they're asking, they know that they're never going to overturn the Second Amendment, but they're asking, hey, let's take back all the guns. They know this is not going to happen, but if they can create laws as draconian as Stand Your Ground and people get to walk, as crazy as that idea is, maybe to point this out to other folk, maybe this is what is needed. Tom, we got to go to a break, man. Thank you very much for the call. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be back.
Brandy Old Fashioned is Wisconsin's official cocktail. How do you go about making yours a little official-er? Mix in Wisconsin's own Drink Wisconsin Blee Brandy. It's smooth, it's delicious, and it's bottled right here in Wisconsin, giving your Brandy Old Fashioned even more local flavor. And what about those times you're out and about and don't want to bring along a muddler in a glass? Drink Wisconsin Blee's got you covered then, too, with their Brandy Old Fashioned in a can. Enjoy Wisconsin's quintessential cocktail anywhere. Ask for Drink Wisconsin Blee beverages where brandy is served or sold. Remember to think responsibly when you drink Wisconsin Blee. Drink Wisconsin Blee Beverage Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Oh, now, wait until you pull up to the stop and go light. But when you do, go ahead and save the Civic Media Station to one of your presets. The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, and also on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun this afternoon, with highs around 70. Northeast winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows level off around 51. Tonight, mainly clear skies and quiet. Sunny skies and calm tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 71. Sunny skies and calm Thursday, with daytime highs approaching 74. 79, chance for scattered showers Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 60.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On WGBW.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789, Texas, that same number. You know, for those of us who are 50 and older, this is for you. Now, there are several vaccines that are recommended for us as we age. And I got to thinking about how many of these I have since my 50-year-old days are now 18 years behind me. Now, that can't be, man. Wait a minute. It seems like yesterday I was 50. That was 18 years ago, man. I must be getting old. Yeah, I guess I am. If 50 years old seems young to me, I guess I'm getting old. But anyway, as we've aged, there are recommendations by the CDC and others that we need to do to protect ourselves. And I'm wondering if you have these inoculations, the shingles. So I remember as a young person, I heard people talking about shingles, right? Man, shingles. I don't get a shingles shot for it. Not me. About 2 years ago, I came down with the shingles. Man, I didn't know what it was. All of a sudden, one day, I felt this burning sensation. Didn't know what it was. It was itching. And I went to the doctor. And the doctor said, Hey, you have shingles. I said, shingles? I can't have shingles. Shingles is for old people. He said, man, you have shingles. And, man, you don't ever want to get shingles if you've never had it. I'll tell you that right now. So they suggest that you get a shingles vaccine if you're over 50 years old. And I'm telling you, if you haven't, I would suggest, again, only from the perspective of somebody who's had shingles, that you get a shingles shot. Number two, the pneumococcal vaccine. And it's for people 65 and older. That's me. It will protect you and me in cases of pneumonia. I have not had a pneumococcal vaccine. 844-967-2789 is the number. And I really don't know if I'm going to get a pneumococcal vaccine. And you have to ask yourself the questions. I got all the COVID vaccines. So why would I hesitate to get these other vaccines? Here's another one. It's called a Tdap vaccine. The one that really comes to mind to me is tetanus and tetanus diphtheria booster. I remember having gotten tetanus and diphtheria shots as a kid. I didn't know the older we got, the more it's important that we get those things. It's for people who are 50 and over, especially women who have low immunity to tetanus and diphtheria. You need to get the Tdap vaccine. And no, I don't have any stock in these vaccines. COVID-19 vaccine, I've had those. The flu shot, I get the flu shot every year. I used to not do that. Hepatitis B vaccine, haven't had that. If you have certain risk factors, some of our seniors also merit the hepatitis B vaccine. Those risk factors include intravenous drug use at any point and people who are incarcerated. So I don't think that I need the hepatitis B vaccine. And there are many others if you are an international traveler. But, you know, we're at a point now where people don't trust vaccines. And I guess I'm one of those people stuck in the middle, because prior to COVID, I wasn't getting any flu vaccines, had never had it. Prior to shingles, I hadn't had any other vaccines. As a matter of fact, the pharmacy is calling me and saying, hey, you need to come in and get your vaccines. And I'm like, wait a minute. How do you know who I am? Well, I guess if you filled out had some prescriptions through, you know, certain pharmacies, they have records on us. And so they've reached out to me to have these various vaccinations. Many of them are covered under Medicare. The shingles shot is one that is not. The shingles shot is ultra expensive. It's over $300 and some odd. Yeah, I saw you, Calvin. You say, wow. And you have to ask the question, why won't Medicare cover shingles? It covers the other vaccinations, but it doesn't cover shingles. And an individual shingles shot is over $300. So you can kind of understand why some elders don't get that, but I'm telling you, as somebody who's had it, it's something that I would suggest that you figure out a way to get, because once you get shingles, and then they say if you catch it the second time, it can lead to blindness. It really can. It's a serious, serious, situation, and you certainly should take a look at it. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC and News. Always streaming on the